The Witch Way Spellcast with Sorceress Chisholm. Hi, everybody. It's Sorceress Chisholm, and this is the Witch Way Spellcast. And thank you for joining me for this Pisces New Moon edition. And it is also the Women's Day, International Women's Day weekend coming up. We've got March 8th, which is International Women's Day. So I do hope that you, dear lady, are going to take the day off and do what you want to do for yourself. That's my wish for you. And so, yeah, I'm getting pretty geared up. I'm going off to Adelaide Fringe. I've got two shows at the Warehouse Theatre. I'm going to be playing The Raven's Tale, Murder Ballads and Dark Dramas show. So that's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to that. And I wanted to just check in and let you know what's going on with the astro a little bit. So let's just get right into it. Okay, so we are heading into a new moon in Pisces, the sign of the fish. It's a water sign. It's a mutable sign. This is going to be happening on March 10th, 2024. And Pisces is about the imagination. Pisces is the final sign of the zodiac, and it is like where all things come from and where all things go, like the great ocean of existence. And right now, the moon and the sun are conjunct in Pisces, and they are also conjunct not one, not two, but three other bodies. Heavenly bodies, that is. We've got Mercury in Pisces. We've got Jupiter. Oh, sorry, my bad. We've got Saturn in Pisces. And we've got Neptune in Pisces. Saturn and Neptune have been hanging out in Pisces for quite a while now. But they're the big players. So what this says to me is that we're going to get some communications via Mercury from the big boys, Saturn and Neptune. Neptune is about, yeah, the great imagination, the fluid reality, the fluid possibility of the future and the past as well, from whence everything is, where everything comes and see, and where everything goes. And I'm getting a little bit lost in the details because it's very fluid. So just, you know, splashing around like a bit of a mermaid, that's okay. But, you know, keep your wits about you, mermaids and mermen. Anywho, Saturn is about restrictions and time. And it is indicating that this is a time to be really aware that nothing is really set in stone. Nothing ever is. It is up to us as creatures on this planet, this tiny little blue dot in this cosmos, to make our own reality. And a lot of us are. And a lot of us are like, wait on, is that my reality too? So, yeah, it's a little bit difficult to navigate. My best advice is to go with the flow as much as possible with this one. Use your imagination as best as you can. Take baths or go swimming. Tap into the water element if you can. And, you know, friends, Piscean friends, chat with them. They usually have a pretty good idea of what's going on. They're the believers. Pisces people, they are really inspiring. I have a few Piscean friends and sisters, and I love them. They're great. So yeah, Pisces is definitely, it's a little bit awkward for stolid people like myself, Taurians, who like, you know, the landlubbers, those of us who like to have things, you know, nice and predictable and safe and sound and all that kind of thing. Pisces kind of shakes things up a little bit, and for the better, really, to help one to see things in new perspectives. So we've got a lot of Pisces fishy energy going on. It's also Mardi Gras or Lent. It's that time of year. It's the spring awakening. Up here in the north, it's really starting to kick off. All the buds are blooming. All the ume blossoms, the plum blossoms are just gorgeous. And yeah, it's amazing to see these little explosions of color just riding your bicycle around the streets of Tokyo. It's like, wow, this is such an incredible city. Cherry blossoms will be on their way too. But I digress, and I'm kind of waffling, which is, you know, that's okay. So I'm excited. I'm getting on a plane tonight. I've got so much to do, and I knew I wanted to get this podcast done. So anyway, bear with me. Okay, what else have I got to say about this? So Mercury is going to go retrograde on the 1st of April. April Fool's Day! Ha 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 ha! And so that's going to be in Aries, the sign of beginnings. And that's going to be fun. So, you know, have fun with that. Mercury retrograde is a time when we usually have to take a step back and just reevaluate a lot of things. But this is an opportunity to, you know, get real with what it is that's in your life, you know, and not to take yourself too personally. Mercury is the trickster. So, you know, at this point, Mercury's still in Pisces, and he's, you know, just kind of chilling, kind of, you know, just hanging out. But, you know, he's also transmitting these big messages from the big boys, Saturn and Neptune. So stay aware, like stay attuned to what might be coming down the pike for you. Meditation is a good thing to be doing right now. Yoga, fluid stuff. Stay fluid, stay flexible. Do circus, do juggling, do, you know, that kind of thing, if you can. Go swimming, write poetry, that kind of thing. It's, I love Pisces. I'm really excited. It's going to be a great adventure, I think, what's coming through. And also this new moon is kicking off eclipse season. So we've got the first eclipse coming up in the next full moon, which is going to be on the 25th of March. How about that? That's my Japaniversary. How about that? That's so poetic. So yeah, we're going to have a Libra full moon, on the 25th of March, and it's going to be an eclipse. So hopefully I'll be able to get another report out to you by the next new moon. But just to let you know that the eclipses are also very powerful times of transition. So taking a journal, checking in with yourself, these are all the things that, you know, I would recommend. Of course, it's up to you how you want to go about, you know, doing your magic. I've got a little blue candle right now just to honor Pisces, the color blue, water, imagination. Do your magic. Like, what is your magic? How do you get in touch with that side of yourself? So, yeah, it's a really good time for reflection, for scrying, things like that, gazing into a dark bowl of water, or divination, tarot reading, scrying, that kind of thing. There's so many things you could be doing right now, but it's a very magical time. So lean into that. Lean into what your higher self is also inviting you to do. So I think on that note, I'm just going to leave it at that for now, and let's do a tarot card. Okay, let's pull a fairy card. I'm actually going to use the Brian Froud Fairy Oracle today. So let's see what the fairies have to say. I will definitely post a photo of this on the IG, on the Instagram, Flying Sorsha. FLYINGSORCHA on Instagram. And there's also the Which Way Spellcast on the Book of Face, should you be partial to that platform. Let's have a look, see what the fairies have to say for this new moon in Pisces. Let's pull a card. All right, here comes a card. It is Ilby the Retriever. Oh, Ilby the Retriever. I'm going to describe this fairy for you. He's a sweet-faced, lion-esque kind of fairy. He's got a long, thin neck. And yeah, he's looking at you as though, hey, I got you. Don't worry, it's all good. Whatever treasure you lost, I found it. I'm going to give it back to you. Oh, it's a sweet card. And he's holding this pearl up to his neck. And he's all shimmering and he's looking at me very kindly right now. And I think everything's going to be okay for you too, dear listener, based on this this card that's come through. So let me read a little bit more about Ilby the Retriever from the book by Jessica Macbeth. What a name. So the two of them work together, Brian Froud and Jessica Macbeth, on this fairy oracle card. If you've ever read the book Good Fairies, Bad Fairies, that's the same illustrator, Brian Froud. He also designed the creatures with Jim Henson in The Labyrinth and in The Dark Crystal. Should you be familiar with those movies? Here we go. Ilby the Retriever. He's saying, Ilby is trying to remind you of something you've lost, a hope perhaps, or a dream. You may have thought it gone forever, but he is holding it out to you for reconsideration. He thinks you can do something with it now. The way may not be obvious, but his clever nose has scented a path, a potential opening for bringing this into your life. Sometimes Ilby may be saying that a long-awaited dream is at last arriving on the scene, and there is nothing we need to do but open our hearts and minds to it. However, we usually have to work for it. Another attribute of Ilby is loyalty. Aw, thanks, Ilby. It's going to be great. Blessed be. Okay. Aw, I'm really happy that Ilby turned up for us this month, for this Pisces new moon in March 2024, March 10 and 11. The new moon is upon us. So during this dark moon ebb time, take care of your good selves and, R&R and all that kind of thing. And I will be back within a month or so. I'm going to Australia for a little bit. So I'm going to have some adventures down there. Perhaps I'll see you out and about in Adelaide or on the Gold Coast or in Brisbane. So that's where I'm going to be. Have a fantastic Mardi Gras. And I'm going to play a song now for women. This is a song that I recorded back in 2015 with my good friend Morgan Fisher and my other good friend Kaoru Arai Koluchi. And Kaoru is an incredible harpist, and Morgan Fisher is the incredible keyboardist from Mott the Hoople, the 70s glam rock band. So we got together and they helped me put together this really beautiful song called Dear Lady. So I'm going to play that for you. This is from my record, Hymns for Her. And I hope that you, dear lady out there, will have an amazing International Women's Day. Blessed be, and see you on the flip side.
Dear lady, oh, So